Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
It's now 35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning. Wednesday underway. Glad you're with us. I'm here weekday mornings as we strive to be informative, challenging, hopeful, and helpful all at the same time. When was the last time you heard a young child tell you, "I'm bored"? It may come out in a whiny sort of sound. It may, maybe not so much. Maybe it's a grumpy, disheveled sort of sound. But nonetheless, how best do we respond as parents, as grandparents, as adults to a child who, in this world of opportunity, says, "I'm bored"? Well, who better to ask than people who've done it all themselves? John and Kendra Smiley are parents, grandparents, counselors, and parenting experts. They join us once again on our guest line. John and Kendra, welcome back to the show.
Well, hello.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Let's just dive in here. What do you do with a kid who repeatedly claims to be bored? Where do you start?
Well, I think you start by maybe resisting the temptation to hand the child your iPhone or to hand them an iPad. That seems to be such an easy way to take care of it. But there are some real benefits to boredom.
Tell us about those.
Well, it was really interesting. I had never thought of this before, although I must admit I do remember saying on more than one occasion, especially to my mom, "I'm bored." Mm-hmm. And it come to find out, researchers have found that there's a lot of good things about being bored. You become more creative. You look inward. You're more motivated to help others. Those sorts of things that I never imagined. But there have been some researchers who have discovered these things.
Tell us more about the benefits to be bored. I got to tell you, and I'm going to bring this in here in a few moments here. As you're describing this, I'm thinking of a lesson my mom taught me when I was a little kid about the creativity that emerged amid boredom during the economic hardship of the World War II era. And I'll get to that in just a few moments. But what are some of the benefits, as the research would suggest to us, of boredom?
Well, it's been shown that a little tedium, and I'm quoting an article actually from Real Simple Magazine called Never a Dull Moment, a little tedium is often credited by artists and writers as a source of inspiration. Ah, you mean if it gets quiet around me and I'm not busy with my iPhone or, you know, trying to make lists of things I'm going to do next, I might actually become more creative? That seems to be the case.
We just had a conversation with our youngest son, who's a regular adult now.
Irregular adult, I presume.
Yeah, a regular adult. And he was just sharing when he was younger, and he would get bored. And one of the things that he said that he still remembers was a big thing in his life as far as creativity goes, was he would go outside, and we live on a farm, and we have a windbreak. And he would go out in that windbreak and just make believe that there were just a lot of people around and he had adventures out there. And I thought, you know, isn't that interesting that that's one of his important childhood memories of being creative when he thought he was bored but then had a great deal of fun going out and playing.
Yeah, very interesting. I haven't thought about this for so long, but as I'm listening to the two of you, John and Kendra Smiley, I'm reminded of when I was a young child, and one particular summer, I was probably all of 7 or 8 years old or what have you, and complaining that I'm bored. I'm glad I'm not in school, but I'm bored. And my mother, who both my parents were working at the time, my mother handed over something to me that I still have, actually. And it was something that she and her sibling and her cousins created during a very destitute summer back during the era of World War II. My mom grew up on the coast of California, and this was the the period where lights had to be shut off at night on the California coast, literally, so we wouldn't take a bombing raid from the enemy and those kinds of things. They're very uncertain times. The economy was in shambles, and my mom and her sibling and cousins actually created their own Monopoly board game. And you can imagine all the materials and all the craftsmanship that went into that. But they created their own localized Monopoly board game during that period of time where they had mom and dad couldn't buy toys and couldn't go do fun trips and those kinds of things. They created their own board game in the midst of a lack of resources and time on their hands. And my mom said, you know, use this time during the summer to be creative. Here's what your aunts Jeanette and I created. Something creative. And that was that was an important life lesson for me. Of course, my mom couldn't have handed over an iPhone to me even if she had had one.
And that's good. That's good. Yeah, it's a precursor. It's interesting. In our household, we have the game Monopoly, and then we have the game Illiniopoly. We're all University of Illinois graduates. Your mother should have patented that idea.
How incredible.
But just think, Austin, of the creativity, like you were suggesting, and the time that it took, and the thought that, she and her cousin went through to do that. I mean, that's just fascinating that she did that.
You know, it's interesting. Go ahead, Austin. I'm sorry.
You know, it impacted me still to this day, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation. I'm reminded of it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say what happened in my life was my mother, of course, when I said I'm bored, she would brainstorm with me, and I ended up doing several different things, making tents by spreading blankets over the limbs of trees, creating puppet shows, and actually, I also used to do radio shows, believe it or not. Yeah, yeah. My first radio show was recorded on a tiny, little reel-to-reel tape recorder, and I can still remember one line from it that my best girlfriend and I, who was like a sister to me, as we recorded our shows.
And that brings up another point that as a parent or a grandparent, you don't have to be your kid's playmate in the sense of when they're bored. And like you have suggested and Kendra just suggested, and that your mom said, you know, here is something that you can do. Here is something that you can be creative with. And what they did was they gave you suggestions. And that's one of the things that Kendra and I are suggesting this morning, that mom and dad can suggest something for their kids to do and let them go out and be creative. We've had a couple great examples of that.
Yeah. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, both parents and grandparents themselves. They counsel people on parenting issues. They're on our guest line, as they are every couple of weeks or so, here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. Now, the two of you have also noted that sometimes, and it's up to the parent to decipher this, but sometimes when our child says, I'm bored, what that really means is, I need more time with you, Mom. I need more of your time and attention, Dad. Tell us about that. What's really behind the I'm bored claim?
Well, that is the mystery that for the parents to solve. You know, maybe they are bored, nothing to do, but maybe it is exactly what you said. You know, hey, come on, Mom and Dad, put away your electronic device, and I just need a little bit of attention. And it's interesting because that can be an amazing boredom buster. Paying attention, what's the child, bringing out the best in that child, just having a conversation. I think it's really excellent when parents take the time for one-on-one time with each individual child. Now, I realize, you know, if you've got six kids, that's a lot of time you're investing on that one-on-one. But it encouraging that child, maybe the child feels like they're not really measuring up, or there's another one in the family getting a whole lot more attention. And so the safe way to say it is, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, the very interesting. Now, one of the things, and this is a real tough one, this is a high hurdle to jump up to, let alone get over it, but the two of you, John and Kendra Smiley, have written that sometimes, some other time, shall we say, when a child says, I'm bored, what the child really needs is they just need some time and space and some freedom to just think. To just be alone, I guess, and to just think. And in a wired up and wireless and always electronically connected universe that we live in, that's really tough. Tell us about the freedom to, quote unquote, just think.
I think that's a very important thing. It's interesting, you know, what you were just saying brought to mind something that just recently happened in our family, and it was actually a child who wasn't even, probably has never said the word bored or never expressed it, but this child just needed some alone time. And this little boy is very verbal, one of our grandchildren, but not very old yet. And his mama sent us a picture, and he was out on the back deck and they live in northern Iowa, out on the back deck, lying down with his footy pajamas on a blankie, with his little blankie. He had a coat on and a hat on. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? And then she wrote us the explanation. They have a new baby at their house. He has a new little sister. And he said to her, "Want to go outside? Put on my," he calls it his Grandpa John coat because it's a coat that looks like John's, "put on my Grandpa John coat, want my bear, please shut the door." And he went out onto the deck, the back deck, just wanted to be alone.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. One of the brothers, one of his uncles commented, "A brother's got to do what a brother's got to do."
Well, John Smiley, comment further on that. Being an outdoorsy kind of man yourself, having raised sons in the rural parts, when is it appropriate and how often is it appropriate and maybe even necessary for boys in particular, but kids in general, to just have some alone time and maybe be out in the rural hinterlands?
Oh, I think that's so important, Austin. And as a person who grew up on the farm in a rural community and raised sons there, that's one of the things that kids get an opportunity to do, to go out by themselves and just walk around, whether it be going out and hunting or doing those things. And I know in the world that we live today with the urban and so many people so close and most people not having that opportunity to be in the rural area, it is very important if you find your kids in a situation where they're in an apartment, where they're around people all the time, to realize that, yes, they do need some time to be by themselves. And it might be just in a room by themselves where they can sit and not have any other people distracting them, so they can sit. I know in the Bible, in Psalms, we all know in the first book of Psalms, it says, you know, to take delight in the Lord and to meditate on the Word day and night. And to me, that meditation brings about that thing of being alone, and for an adult, for a Christian, to meditate on the Word. And for kids, the idea of just going out and being by themselves to think, to sit, and not being distracted by something else, very, very important.
Mm. So bottom line, John and Kendra Smiley, when a child says, "I'm bored," how do we know if the child needs alone time, if they need parental interaction time, if they need to be socialized with other kids, or they just they need to get busy and engage in some sort of self-induced activity?
Well, I think you do you go through the checklist of all of those things you just said. A, am I giving this child some time just with me when I'm not, as the mama or the dad, so distracted? Oh, yep, I've been giving him time. Check. What's going on. Is this child just overwhelmed by things that are going on in the household? Nope, it hasn't been over. Okay, check. That's not the problem. Does this child need a little guidance to be creative, to find something to do? Perhaps he really is bored, that will alleviate that boredom, whether it be a radio show, building his own Monopoly game, or going out to take a walk.
Right, and I think, Austin, that's one of those things, as parents, and Kendra and I say this time and time again, as you just suggested, that decision that parents have to make, that important decision, and so many of those decisions are important, some more important than others, that we need to seek wisdom from the Lord. And moms and dads out there, if you're listening this morning, you know, when you get up in the morning, if nothing else, you ask the Lord for wisdom. Give me wisdom as I walk through my day, being a parent or a grandparent, because there are those decisions that we have to make, and we can and should go through the checklist, but if we would just start our day and ask the Lord for wisdom, that would sure help.
Yeah. Oh, the times I forget to do that. Boy, that doesn't make me, that isn't very good. Then I have to step back and start again.
Sure. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts. You'll find their writing on this subject at myfaithradio.com. Now, I have to ask this final question here. Kendra, you alluded to some sort of special line that you used or that's emerged in your play radio shows that you used to record on tape when you were a kid. We got John laughing. That's cool. What was that special line? Tell us. Can you disclose that? John, should I push your wife to answer this question here?
Well, Jane and I would say at the end of our radio shows, Jane, my neighbor and best friend growing up, we'd say, and now for all you tunes that teened in late instead of teens that tuned in. And we thought we were hilarious.
That is so sweet. That's beautiful. John, how many times have you heard that story before?
Boy. Many. Too many to count on both hands.
That is a great story. Thanks, you two. We love what you do. Thanks for very much for what you do and for being here and for the tunes that teened in late. We'll catch you next time, okay?
Thanks,
Todd. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye-bye.
It's now 51 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.